Hello and welcome to the Hill Out Loud podcast. My name is Janine Carter, and I am the founding director of Janine's Healing Clinic. Today is number one, episode one of the Hill Out Loud podcast. This podcast has been a long time coming. I'm so grateful and honored for all the work that I have put into creating this space, for all of the people who have came forth to be interviewed, to shine their light on the world. And this is just really a moment of gratitude for me. You know, when I thought about what this is going to be, I wanted to create a sacred space for light workers, mystics, intuitives to rise into their divine remembrance. And what that means for me is that I know a lot of times we're moving through life and we have this inner knowing, this inner yearning, this, we like to call it gut feeling, or like, you know, many times we are moving through life and we're not sure of what's happening for us, but we know that there's a higher power, a higher force, a higher spirit at play as we're moving. And some of us are even afraid to tap into that. A lot of us feel it a lot stronger than the others, but we're still afraid of it. And my intention for creating Hill Out Loud was just to bring normalness to your intuitive wisdom and give yourself permission to be curious, just to play, you know, to be curious. Because the more curious we are, the more that we play, the more that we allow ourselves to be enlightened into the light within, we'll learn that, oh, I was born to shine. I was born to be a gift to the collective as to myself. And that is my mission, to get people to awaken to the divine calling of their life, the path that they were born and their soul was meant to lead. Now is the best time for us to just stand in that power, that inner wisdom, that inner knowledge in each and every one of us. Bring this beautiful energy to the world that is so needed, not only now, it's always been needed, but now more than ever is really a time to step into the light, whatever that is and whatever that means for you. So I've gathered most of the intuitive people that I know that's already doing this work. I'm inviting everyone that's already doing this work to impress upon the people who is feeling the pull, that is feeling the calling to step into their light, to step into their wisdom, to step into the star seed, the mystic, the light channel that they are. I mean, there's so many modalities that it's like too many to remember. But regardless to what your channel is, it's time to awaken it so that you can arise, you know, to heal the parts of you that's telling you that you're not good enough, so that you can stand in your power and know that you're enough right here, right now, you know, and be reawoken to that part that is telling you that, yeah, we need you. We need to hear more now than ever. One of the things that I know from my journey to awakening is that I've always knew that it was something more than meets the eye. And I remember being a young girl and going into stores and seeing a person across the room and feeling like I had a message to deliver to that person. And I felt odd and weird because no one around me was feeling the way that I was feeling. And We even sometimes joked about it walking in stores, like, oh, what is she thinking or what is she doing? And when I built up the courage to go over and say something, and it wasn't all the time, but sometimes the pull and the nudge would be so strong that it was irresistible. And I would go over and I would start small talk, and then I would lean in to the message that I had for that person. And it always was very received. I can't remember a time where I had it on my heart to deliver a message and the person who I was delivering it to wasn't grateful and in need of that message. So that led me to want to do it more. And I'm sure that there's someone out here that'll see this and hear this, and this will resonate with you, and know that those messages, those voices are not just in your head. It's your channel being open so that you can know that, you have this gift that the world needs to be a part of. And just to know that, you can change someone with your words, you can heal someone with your words. You can tune to a frequency that's divinely just for you and help someone through and out of many things. It's really powerful and sometimes too much for someone to actually take it all in and, like, oh, me, wherever I am in my journey, can still be a light to someone else. And I'm here to tell you that you can and you are already. It's just accepting it and stepping into it. But even before I stepped into it and fully accepted it, I was already doing the work. People were asking, like, oh, well, how long have you been doing this work? I'm like, literally my whole life, in one way or another. We have always been who we are, even before we realized who we were. And what do I mean by that? I remember being a young girl and setting the intention for my voice to be healing, because the life that I was living at that time, most of the people around me needed healing, including myself. And I remember having an older sister. My sister's 7 years older than me. And I would spend a lot of time with her and her friends. And, they were going through their teenage years when I was still a young girl. And I remember sitting around them and hearing all of the woes me as a teenager go through. The end of the world was everything. But feeling like I knew that I had something within me that can heal them. And so I would talk to them. And it was funny, like, they would literally come to me 7 years, some 10 years younger, and ask questions and get advice from me. And, I would give them my these words of wisdom, but now I understand that it wasn't me. I was being getting divine downloads to translate to them that was comforting and healing enough at that moment. So there's parts of us that always have been this way because it's just who we are. Another story, I had a dear friend. And I hadn't spoken to her in a while. And recently we were messaging on, I think it was Instagram. And she was like, I sure miss those lonely talks that we, healing talks that we used to have. And I started laughing because, of course, the work that I do now, I understand. And it was just like confirmation, though I know now. It's just, it's always confirmation dropping in, like, you have literally been doing this work your whole life. So whether you answer the call and fully or not, you're already in your mission. It's just boldly leaning into it. And what does it feel like to lean into your mission and fully be in alignment with your mission? It's healing. It's very healing. And that is the purpose of Heal Out Loud, because the more you lean into your purpose, the more your body is not in fight or flight, because you're accepting who you are in this lifetime. But most of the time, we don't know who we are. We don't even want to know. It's like we kind of bounce around with what we want and how we want to show up. A lot of times I ask people, what do you want? What do you want to be? Who do you want to be? Like, who are you? And they kind of teeter-totter with that. It's either a very materialized version of their self, or they just don't know. And when you're an adult woman or man, sometimes it feels uncomfortable to admit that you really don't know what you want out of life. But most of us don't know what we want. And even when we think we know what we want, it's a painted version of what society has programmed us to think that is what we want. So I took a trip to Sedona about 3 years ago, and I was just on this soul mission of self-discovery like never before. And up until that moment, I had never lived alone. Can you imagine that? Being an adult and never having like just long stints of time alone. And I was like, I want to know what it feels like to be in my own energy, not be led and guided by anyone's choices but mine. Not to be influenced by any one frequency but my own. And that was one of the most soul-healing moments of time for me. Not because I was running from my family, not because I was on the verge of a breakdown. I was actually in one of the best spaces that I had been in, probably in my whole adult life. And I desired more of that. So I went for it. And I gathered my family around and I told them what I wanted to do. And I'm so honored and grateful for my support team because my husband was on board. I had family come from another city to take over some of my job and like what I do on a daily basis for work. And my whole family got behind me and supported me in this. And every day that I was there, well, not every single day, but at least 2 to 3 times a week, I would ask myself, who am I and why am I here? And just by asking myself those questions, who am I and why am I here? Things started to open up for me. I started to feel things that I never felt. I started to have discoveries about moments that I never had before. I started to see versions of myself that I didn't know existed. And it was nothing shorter than miracles and magic happening for me on a regular basis. I was unfolding layers of resistance, pain, just uncovering the veils of the stories that we tell ourselves to keep ourselves safe. I remember having these moments of clarity about relationships that I had with people that I had to tell myself that they were one way out of survival. Like I couldn't bear to not have this relationship will look a certain way. So I told myself that it was something that it wasn't. And I lived in that lie for so long that it became my truth. And so when the rug was pulled from under me and the blanket was pulled from over my eyes, and I really got to see what I was truly feeling at that moment, I realized something that I realized many, many years ago, but I realized how deep it cut, that we lie to ourselves better than anybody else can lie to us. And I remember the first time I realized that, I'm going to say that one more time. We lie to ourselves better than anyone else can lie to us. And when I first came to understand that, I remember I had joined a weight loss program and I was so excited about this weight loss program. And I was writing down all of my answers and I was being whole and true to the best of my ability. And then once I started the program, all of the, oh no, I don't do this, and oh no, I don't do that, and oh no, this and no that, I started to see that those no's were really yeses. And I was like, wow, I really felt like they were not yeses, but they were yeses. So I thought to myself at that time, if I lied to myself about this, what else have I been lying to myself about? So here I was in the middle of nowhere in beautiful Sedona, Arizona. And I realized that my beautiful light being, you have been lying to yourself, lying your way through life. Lying to myself had become a part of survival for me, a part of survival for me in a way of the truth hurt too much. So I'm going to make up a version of the truth that feels so good that I'm able to live with the reality of it not being my reality. I hope you can feel that and hear that, because maybe, just maybe, it'll awaken something in you to know that you don't have to live that way. I didn't have to live that way. I could have found ways, and I did find ways to be okay with the truth and know that regardless to who's not there for me in the physical, that I'm never alone. And I can call in the support that I need instead of lying to myself, telling myself that I already have it. I can set a boundary to not settle, raise my vibration to call in the things that I desire instead of lying to myself, telling myself I already have them. I created the reality of settling by lying to myself. How many of us do that and don't even realize that we're doing it? And that's why it's important to face everything. I tell people all the time, I tell my clients, I'm like, whatever you're tolerating, you have made that your bare minimum of toleration. And when you raise your bare minimum, either the people who are meant to raise with you will raise with you. You will attract the people that is already at that frequency, and the people who are not will fall off. But we're so tightly holding our hands and our fingers so tight that nothing can get in or out. So we're stuck in a frequency. We're stuck on a timeline, and you have to understand that there's more. You just have to be willing to step through the door and get it. And it doesn't have to hurt. It doesn't have to be hard, because everything is perception. And that's a whole nother podcast subject of how we perceive things and what we allow ourselves to have or not have. And could you imagine the difference between having $100 and $1 million is how you see money, because it has the value that it has. This is a selenite crystal. Very powerful, one of my favorite. This is also a selenite crystal. They're both the same, but very different. This is an orange selenite. This is the clear white selenite, probably not the oranges. Let me pick up another one that's a little more oranger. This one is a little more oranger, so you can kind of see the difference. They're the same but different. But selenite is selenite to some people. Some people can feel the difference in the orange selenite as being more grounded. Some people can't feel the difference, but it's really within what you allow yourself to know, feel, and believe that makes a difference. And that's just a very slight difference in how we perceive things. And the whole reason for even thinking of perception is to know how are you seeing life for yourself and how do you want to see life for yourself. I challenge you every day for a week, tell yourself, I'm becoming the best version of myself. And imagine, give yourself permission to imagine what that next best version of yourself look like. Just 1 week, 7 days in a row, 5 minutes a day. I'm becoming the best version of myself, and allow yourself to step into that next version of yourself and see what happens for you. There's so much more for me to share with you about becoming the woman that I am today. But today I'm just going to leave it brief and leave it there because I want to invite you to join me on this journey of healing out loud as I interview all of the beautiful mystics and light workers that are coming forth, the star seeds, the shamans that will be here to tell their story. We're going to be talking about their journey to becoming what they were born to be, embracing their intuitive gifts, standing in their channels, allowing their light to shine. And you'll hear that it's everybody's journey is very different, but somehow all the same. And I'm so honored to hold the space for these beautiful beings to come forth and share their gifts and share their story and share their wisdom with you. So tune in. We have a wild ride coming ahead. And my hope and vision for this is for everyone to find their person that they align with, that you can connect with, that resonates with you, so that you can find your tribe. This is about finding your tribe, knowing that you're not alone, being in community and communion with like-minded people, enhancing and enlightening the world. Join me on Heal Out Loud as we heal out loud on purpose. Thank you for your time. Thank you for watching, but not only watching, embracing and allowing yourself to become the next best version of yourself, but also knowing that you are enough right here, right now. I love you. Create a beautiful day.